Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three very kind and extremely knowledgeable boys. Thank you very much for joining us. My name is Tommy Dasilo, and with me, as always,
it's Ben Vanell, and rounding out the trio, to my left.
Extremely low effort from Ben. My name's Adam Knox.
Passing the ball straight on. Yeah. No interest in riffing it up or having a funny little, crafted routine.
A pass. And then holding your hands like around the arc of the ball so that it'll slide through your hands and into the hands of another player.
Yeah, it wasn't even
Daria style. Just one hand out.
putting the hands
Daria.
Out.
Daria. I thought you were talking about a real player of something. I thought I didn't know who Daria was. Some basketballer, one of them cricketers.
Daria Morgendorfer, I believe.
No, putting the hands out would have been too much effort for what that was. That was just like flexing your chest and hoping that the ball just bounces off it into someone else. Yeah.
Did you just throw that ball at me?
Just blinking.
But we are back for another week. We are off site. We've gotten accustomed to the recording in at the Adam Knox Towers, and we've been hanging on the schedule of the construction workers in Adam's building all
the
day.
The last week. For a week, I had a migraine and then it kind of went away and then it came fully back, right? So I haven't been able to look at shit for a week and my head's been pounding and I felt sick. And it's nice that as that started to relieve yesterday, a fucking drill the size I have to assume of a small country started to be on at all times in an apartment two floors above me that still fucks with the noise level and stuff there. But it'll be useful for when I talk about the Xbox headphones, because if they can block out a drill, they can block out any noise that they need to.
Yeah.
Yes. Nightmare.
When are you thinking you'll talk about them?
Maybe three episodes time. Okay, really want to dig into them.
Yeah.
Make sure that they sound like headphones.
You're assuming that the drilling will still be going on by then.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to get a retaliatory drill.
That really is them. Yeah, that really is the big incentive to own your own place, because if you have construction work that's fucking you off, if you own the place, you can just do your own shit.
Yeah.
You can just start tearing down. You can't do that as a renter. You can't get you can't do spite renovations.
I can
a
own a detached block of wood that I simply drill into for the entire day.
That's very true.
You can't Lady in the Tramp it and drill upwards and hopefully meet in the middle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kiss, I assume. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to kill that guy.
Yeah.
Because they start at 7 in the morning, and then people are living, it's not like it's
hey, I'm living here.
Oh. I'm so close to doing the New York lean over the balcony thing and be like, what the fuck is this? Oh, I got my washing line out here for some reason.
Yeah, you're in your dirty singlet.
Yeah.
Oh. You just got home from working night shift at the
just bailing
pizza.
Bailing
pizza
water
parlor,
out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Baby's having a bath in the sink.
I'm watching Seinfeld.
We should also mention that if you live in Bendigo and you're listening to this as soon as it's gone up and you race out the front door, you can get in time to see me and Adam do a gig.
You've got
30
minutes.
Yeah.
Probably 35. Nothing tends to start on time.
No.
35, 40 even.
Well, and you're hosting, so you could just say to the person running it, let's hold for the people that listen to my podcast that may have listened to it hot off the presses.
Yeah, Handlebar Comedy. It's already over by the time you're hearing this.
Yeah, 100%. How do you think we're going
to
go?
Don't go to it. Because you'll come to our comedy festival shows instead.
Yes, exactly.
Oh. Don't go to the gig I'm on.
Yeah, you'll see the bookers. Material. You'll see half the material or all of the material.
Probably. Yeah. It's. I mean, I'm only doing 20 minutes in my show and I've got to host this one, so I'll do 20 minutes.
Yeah. Mm.
So don't blow your load too early.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait and blow your load at 8:45 because you don't need to come to Bendigo.
This is a great plug. This is an incredible plug.
No one will ever hear this.
This episode's not
going up. I'm going to be rude on it.
We should mention we're doing comedy festival shows. Adam, you have Three's Comedy with Peter Jones and Luca Muller.
That's right. It's on for the first 5 days of the festival, which is the 24th to the 29th of March. So limited shows, limited tickets, comedyfestival.com.au. That's their slogan.
And my show starts March the 30th. It's called Meatball, runs until April 4th, and it has a cameo from one Ben Vanille.
Yeah.
The meatball himself.
Yeah,
you might think Tommy's the meatball, but Tommy's like, I guess the real meatball all along is Ben Vanille. And then Ben gets up and goes, hello, I'm Ben Vanille, and with me as always.
Yep. Oh, if I dress Ben up as a big meatball, if I just spend the next 2 weeks making a big paper mache costume for him.
Why paper mache? It's probably cheaper to just use real meat.
It probably actually is, yeah.
Yeah.
Mince
I have to
it
use
up.
A lot of egg to sort of bind it very tightly, otherwise it'll just slop off, I feel.
Yeah.
But I love being slopped off in a comedy show.
And mate, you're bloody used to mincing on stage.
Hello!
Yes!
Hello!
Bendigo, we will be live in half an hour. Yes. Come on down. For more 1980s riffs.
Yep, 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 yep.
From your host, Jimmy the Man Comedian.
Jimmy the Man Comedian.
What's up, everybody? I'm Jimmy the Man Comedian. You know, women, I don't. Oh God.
So is the man in like inverted commas in the middle of the name like a nickname? Is it like Jimmy the man Comedian?
His last
name is
Comedian.
His actual name is Jimmy Comedian.
Yeah, his real name is Jimmy Comedian.
But he's thrown in a nickname.
Yeah.
His thing is that he's like the man and he doesn't understand women he's always doing man stuff but he's lonely about it.
Right.
God.
You could see him debut at Bendigo tonight. Yep.
Open mic comedy is such a cesspool that there's no doubt in my mind that at some point in the world someone has done an open mic and used the fake stage name of comedian as their surname.
Oh, sure.
I reckon person has there's definitely been a please welcome Jimmy Comedian.
Yeah, I will. What do you mean has? I will.
Yeah.
I don't care if someone's done it before. That's my plan from now on.
And then they're just great and the name is like an integral part of the success.
Yeah.
And then they're just stuck with it forever.
You're not going to find a Jimmy Baker if you make some bread, you know? It's just a name. Maybe his dad or his great-great-great-granddad in the medieval times was a jester.
That's right.
And it used to be jester, but it, like Smythe got changed over time from Smith.
Right,
it
to
changed
comedian.
To comedian.
Yeah.
No, I like the fact that jester exists as a surname and comedian is a separate thing of just like some surnameless person wandering around. Mm. And then they're like, this cunt's funny. This cunt's really funny. He's always making us laugh. Let's give him the surname of comedian.
Yeah, a role we just invented because there's no use for it back now in times when only farmers matter.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is still the case, boys. Go out there and support your local farmer.
Yeah. There's probably been a drought.
What do we got? Have we had news this week?
Yeah, I reckon.
Seems like not a ton.
We're in the. I mean, I think genuinely for the sort of the way that news cycles have been lately, that everywhere video gaming is starting to feel the real last year effects.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think stuff has slowed down. It will do for a while, and that's okay.
Yeah. I've been noticing, like, I've been trying to look ahead and be like, oh, what games are we playing, you know, reviewing on the show? And it's like, oh, the PS5 version of a game from last year. Oh, a game that's being released for free that came out last year. Like, there's a few things that are like remakes or stuff that's being chucked onto Game Pass and PS Plus.
Yep.
That's already out.
And
in terms of announcements, there hasn't been heaps.
There was like a thing that happened where last week where the people making Dying Light 2.
Mm.
Everyone was like, are you still making that game? And they were like, yes, we'll tell you more in a couple of days. And then when it came time for a couple of days to roll around, they went, yeah, now we are.
Yeah.
Well, see you later.
Yeah. Well, yeah, people were accusing them of being stuck in development hell. And they were like, we're not in development hell. we're in the process of developing a game.
Right.
But they didn't show anything is the point. Yeah, they just said, yes, we are still working on it.
It sounds like one of those ones where they announced it a bit earlier than they should have.
Yeah.
And,
and then a pandemic happened, probably. Right.
And then they are also saying they're targeting this year still. Like, they reckon it'll be out this year, and we'll show more of it later. Which could be cool. I'm like, that game looked really cool with that little bit of it they showed 2 years ago now, maybe three. I can't remember. Obviously, that's why I raised my voice upwards with an inflection at the end.
I thought you just were doing an Australian accent.
Nah, not for me, that
weren't
accent.
You, mate?
Nah, shut the fuck up, you whole country. That's Jimmy the Man Comedian's point of view on that. He's also racist.
Yeah, sure, against Australians.
Yeah, he's sexist and racist, but like his sexism is like, why don't women like... Well, which is regular sexism.
Yes.
Anyway.
Boy, he's going to have a field day in Bendigo tonight.
Yeah. Why is there... Oh, yeah, I'm saying what you're all thinking, but that's not what it's meant to happen. Nah, that's not true about Bendigo. Or Jimmy the Man Comedian. He's dead. He just died in a plane crash. Oh, well.
Whoa. Fuck. All right. So, the man.
Dying Light 2, maybe later.
Hmm.
And Starfield this year, apparently.
Because
a bunch of Bethesda shit happened
in
the last week, too. Their deal with Microsoft officially went through.
Mm-hmm.
They're all sorted and in bed together.
The checks cleared.
Yep.
Yeah. The locks got changed on the buildings, I assume.
Right. Right. They're finally all right, the X is never coming back. We're changing the locks.
Yeah.
And we're letting in
a new partner. Big green key that has the X at the end of it and opens every door there, including the bathrooms. It is an awful working environment.
I'm changing the Netflix password so they can't log on and watch our joint account anymore.
The thing of going through there and deleting PS5's account.
Yeah.
But they're still going to log in and watch Deathloop later in the year. And then I think one other game. But Microsoft said in much, much clearer terms, of course all the Bethesda games will be exclusive to our platforms from now on, other than the ones that already kind of exist.
Right, I think Doom 2016 is one of the few games that isn't already on Game Pass, because that was the thing that happened around the same time.
Yeah, I think that was on Game Pass in the past, though, for some reason.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and same with Fallout 3. I don't think
those
being on Game Pass is necessarily the same sort of thing. It's more that there's a couple of games still to come out.
Yes, yeah, right.
One of which is Deathloop, and I'm sure there's another one, but I can't remember what it is. But all the future ones, so Starfield and whatever the next Elder Scrolls game is called, 6.
Yep.
They will only be on Microsoft things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, only on Xboxes and every kind of PC in the world.
Right, yeah. There's plenty of opportunity, but if you don't have that stuff, which plenty of people don't. Regular working class people.
The door is shut and locked, mate. You're not allowed in.
What are you guys doing in there? Sure nothing. Looks fun.
Shut up.
All right, Mario, you have to be this high to enter the building.
It's nothing to do with you. These are games for adults.
Yeah.
Now, where is my titty mod for Elder Scrolls 6? These faces need to be cleaner.
There's
a bunch. 20 or something games went on Game Pass, Bethesda things.
Yep.
Basically all of the games except Fallout 3 for some reason.
And right.
Yeah, Doom 2016.
Yeah.
And the rest will, you would assume, be on Game Pass day one because they're essentially a first party developer now.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
It's very cool, yeah. I had a crack at Fallout 4 again on PC for the first time though. And I mean, yeah, they have a bunch of games that are great on PC. A lot of the first person shooters are best play with a mouse and keyboard.
Yeah.
It's I think Sky, there's so many Bethesda games that feel like they belong on PC.
Right.
And on Xbox, right? Because there was some that debuted on Xbox generations ago, it feels
Morrowind was only on the Xbox.
Right.
Because that had the hard drive at the time.
Right.
And still does. If you've got one.
Yep.
They're still in there.
Yeah.
Unless you fucking shucked it out.
Or someone stole it.
Or someone went in and went, I don't want the whole Xbox. I've only got a small thieves backpack.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But I will take the key part of the Xbox, the hard drive.
Yeah.
Then they'll get home and be like, wait a minute, I need an Xbox. Because thieves always use the things they take.
Yeah. Yes.
They're practical.
They're just decking out their own
home.
And when I say it's cool, by the way, I mean in terms of it being crazy. It's annoying if you are in the position, Tommy. How do you feel about it, where you only have a PS5 and a Switch and a Mac?
Yeah.
I have never really cared too much for Bethesda stuff outside of the Doom games, and I'm looking forward to Deathloop. So all the kind of all the other stuff that people really love from them has never really gelled with me much. Yeah. So I don't really care now, but hey, maybe down the line I will. But yeah, I mean, it's great. This is the sort of move that Microsoft have needed to make for a long time, like having essentially like a good first party studio that a lot of people do like. So yeah, I mean, you know, we always talk about how all the companies doing well is good for everyone, right? Mm. Like that kind of competition. So them having kind of a bit of clout in this way is a good thing.
Yeah,
and it would
I
be nice down the line to be like swayed and be like, all right, I'm getting an Xbox. There's cool stuff on here. Like at the moment I feel no inclination whatsoever. But yeah, a new like couple of years down the line going, you know what, I've missed a few of these and there's a price drop now and there's good shit on here that I can't play in any other way.
Well, and like, they said Starfield will come out later this year. Starfield is a game about a spaceship that hates Mondays.
Fuck yes. Fuck yes.
Does not enjoy a Monday. hates a dog called Halo ODST. That's the closest I could think of off the bat to there's got to be something. Anyway, he drank cum. And they...
I'm going to be playing the game, not on easy, but on normal.
Yeah, there you go. I'm going to play it. I'm going to play it on my PC, and I'm going to use a bunch of multiple different monitors. I'm going to use three panels. I think three panels is the best format for
and
Starfield.
Then, and on the third one is going to be you drinking cum.
Yeah, left panel set up, middle panel expansion.
Treading water.
Yeah.
Two panels, I guess. Just make Garfield like, first one is a calendar that says Monday. Second panel is Garfield being like, oh, fuck, not again.
You don't even need the first panel. Yeah. Go Farside style and just make it all in the one thing.
Sure, yeah.
Or just a caption. Just only do the caption, but just write description of what the drawing would be.
Okay.
That's a tweet.
I think that in actual fact, 2021, we'll be seeing Starfield without Starfield. Because I can't believe it's coming out this year.
Yep.
I'd be shocked.
Yeah. We'll be start. What?
You know, Garfield without Garfield?
Oh, no. It was a key component of that. So, yeah, that apparently. I think Microsoft being behind them will give them a little bit of a kick in the pants in terms of timeliness as well, you would imagine.
Yeah.
Because it'll be an influx of money. Not that they were in dire need of that. But and also, Microsoft put off Halo by a long time because it was fucked. So,
yes,
maybe not.
You wonder about quality control, though. Like, how are they going to be hands-on or hands-off? Like, something like the universally loathed, I believe, Fallout 76.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Would something like that be allowed to get through under this deal? Or are they going to be a bit more like, come on, guys, we don't fucking want this shit.
You'd imagine, because that's what they did with Halo, right?
Yeah.
And Halo was their big fucking ticket item at the start of the launch of a console. And it didn't seem to matter for them that much, honestly. Xbox has sold pretty well.
Yeah, totally. It's still selling out. I mean, they didn't do it with... Well, I guess they delayed Crackdown by a long time. Oh, Crackdown 3, and then it came out and it was very bad.
Yeah, true. Maybe this won't help at all.
Maybe not. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe Microsoft isn't the company to be like, they'll fix bugs.
Yeah.
Just historically. But yeah, it's it also, like, you can see the effects that stuff like Game Pass is having on a company like Sony because they are putting up a fuckload of good free games.
On top of their PS Plus stuff, they've now got another 10 games that are going up on the... Right, okay. So this is there's the I forget what it's called, but essentially the legacy collection of stuff that you get
the PS
the
Plus
PlayStation
collection.
5 out of the box. Yeah, then there's the monthly.
But so that is if you have PS Plus, but these ones are you don't need it.
Get them for free.
Because Ratchet and Clank is this month.
Right.
Yes.
Or it's the
now.
2016 remake is current.
Yep.
And then these 10 are part of that, so you don't need PS Plus. When you click download, you own them forever.
Yeah, it's I think March 25th. These ones.
Right.
Which, I mentioned it before, Oddworld Soulstorm is debuting as a free PS Plus game, maybe for the PS5 only, but it at least is debuting as a free game.
Yeah.
In 5 days or 6 days after that.
Maquette was that this month as well. Yeah. Like they're going for it.
I wonder how much of this is, this seems to me like maybe a big influence of the last year of these like COVID delays of like, well, we can't bank on stuff that, you know, would have been coming out at this time of year now.
Sure.
So to keep people satisfied, we maybe have to run some more stuff up the flagpole and, you know, have some more free things on offer. Maybe. I mean, it also is just competitiveness with Game Pass. But I think like both of these companies having this ecosystem of these like free titles certainly helps in a situation where stuff has been delayed. Mm. And
it's great to see something like Nintendo following suit by putting out a 7-year-old game for $80.
And then removing access to a special edition game that they released 3 months ago. And
guys, you're going to have to be more specific. this doesn't narrow it down at all. You could be talking about 80% of the library at this point.
They do exist in their own little bubble. They are very Apple-ish in that way in the video game world, where they can just kind of set their price and do what they want and don't have to really worry about this stuff for some reason. But, that's just pretty cool, man.
All right, boys. I've got a bloody question for you.
Yes.
A question?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah.
Wait, I thought this was meant to be a discussion and now you're attacking me.
Yeah, call me. Oh, fuck. Who's a journalist these days?
Mal Walden was.
These days.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't, man.
Call me the only real journalist left, Alex Jones.
Peter Parker. All right.
Call me Peter Parker because I'm going to hit you with a web of questions.
Okay.
And it's going to be a real sticky one.
Okay, Peter. Show me pictures of your balls.
Yes. When is the last time you shaved that quarantine bush in your panties? Support for Filthy Casuals is brought to you by Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Nice.
Yeah.
Good rhyme.
A lot of the other companies have really roughly engineered tools for cutting your balls with.
Yeah.
These ones, nice clean lines.
Yeah, cuts on your nuts is their the competitors.
Oh, yeah.
Awful slogan. Yeah. There's the women's line which says, slash open your gash. Oh, I'm sorry.
Manscaped is trusted by over 2 million men worldwide. Join the movement for all your below-the-waist grooming needs.
Oh wow, this is a movement.
Yeah,
that's
a below the waist movement.
Yeah. I thought I was just trimming some hairs down there, and all of a sudden, I got to go to marches and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not into that. Throwing bricks through windows. Yeah. But yeah, this is a. They've sent us all a copy,
a box with their. Yeah. They've got like a gift box thing, basically.
Yeah.
It's like a starter kit that you can get from their website, and a lot of people seem to get it as gifts. I looked up reviews before I used the thing because I was like, I want to see what other people have to say.
How do I use it? You want to get instructions?
Yeah, where are my balls? I can't see them anymore. I haven't seen them for years. Mm. Blah blah blah. Mm. I think so. Let's
you
open
say
up
blah,
the
blah,
floor.
Blah, when you were thinking about these reviews,
I typed in blah 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 to Google.
Right.
I got some very middling reviews. they were all positive, and so I was like, I'll be the judge of that with my own balls.
Yes.
This stuff's pretty good.
Yeah, it's great.
It trims your dick hairs well.
Yeah, my balls are totally hairless, and then I used Manscaped. it's great. It's like, it has this little plastic guard thing. I don't know, because like, I don't know, I use a fucking electric razor on my face, and I've owned heaps of them.
Yeah.
And a lot of them suck. They're poorly made. They're just not very good at shaving.
I've never had one that I liked.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
Yeah. Until now. And I can't use it on my face. But it is like...
Mate, I bet you're bloody okay because you're a bloody dickhead, mate.
Fuck.
Yeah. That's in the copy.
Fuck. but yeah, it's like incredibly smooth. I was amazed at how genuinely good it is.
Yeah. I shaved all my hair off and then I slid down the hallway on my balls and it was nothing. No friction.
Wow.
I just kept going. I crashed into the window.
Straight slugging it.
Yeah. I left a little slime trail. Nothing to do with the Manscaped products. That's just my own natural slime.
Sure.
I have to say there's...
I look like
there's
Ghostbusters.
There's not much of a gap in between the size of the hairs and my dick, so I've been too scared to use this.
Right.
Yeah.
I I don't know if it has any kind of technology where it can go, oh no, that's skin.
That's yeah.
Right. So I've had to sit this one out, fellas.
No, yeah, there is some manual control involved. You do have to still do
it.
You yourself.
Can't just run it over your dick and chop off your dick.
It is. Like, the presentation of the box is very nice. It would be a really good gift for, like, because I don't want to make a generalization here, but all men in the world are disgusting and gross and don't
That's
know
what
to
do. That's
what
I've been
reading on Twitter. Yeah. They don't know what to do about personal hygiene.
Right.
Often.
And also don't ask or tell each other. Or
we
like,
never discuss it. Yeah, unless we are literally being paid to read an ad.
Yeah. Yeah.
We will not bring it up.
Yes.
And so it was a nicely laid out thing. And I reckon it would make a great gift.
It's waterproof.
For someone you know well, I would say. Don't get it for like a Kris
Kringle. Secret Santa.
Yeah. Yeah, it's waterproof. Like, it's basically everything about it is really well engineered.
Mm.
I'm looking at the copy, but I'm just saying that genuinely because the copy says stuff like, trim that junk of yours. And they've upgraded to a 7,000 RPM motor with quiet stroke technology. Like, that's all true, but it's not.
I've been using quiet stroke technology on my junk for years.
Damn.
Oh, and there's a little torch on it. It's like genuinely really good. So you can get 20% off and free shipping. Fucking hell, what a deal. With the code FILTHY if you go to manscaped.com. 20% off, free shipping with the code FILTHY at manscaped.com.
And genuinely, if it's something you've been thinking of doing, quarantine did it to us, this is a good way to do it. Like,
yeah.
But why not jump on it? Because I didn't think I would enjoy the sensation as much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As I do.
These guys are supporting us. So yeah, if you've been thinking about getting one of these, get on there, chuck in the code FILTHY, get yourself a saving, and let them know that we sent you. It'll help us out a great deal.
It
so
will,
yeah, everyone wins. Literally everyone wins.
Everyone.
Everybody wins.
Yeah, yeah. We'll pass it on. What was it again? Filthy, manscaped.com.
That's it. Pretty easy.
As in the code is filthy.
Yep.
The website filthymanscaped.com will get you somewhere else. Manscaped.com, use the word filthy.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So.
Yeah.
What else we got going on this week? Knox, do you want to talk about the game that you played this past week?
Let me give you a breakdown of Teardown. The game is called No Man's Sky. Yes. It's called Teardown. It's an early access game that's on Steam currently.
Right.
It is. I heard about it somewhere else, and it sounded because I had a shit week, couldn't really look at a screen, and for the period of time where I did, I was like, I'm feeling angry. And right. I want to destroy something.
Mm-hmm.
So after I bought a new monitor, because I broke the first one.
He destroyed the monitor.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I did the thing that you thought would be about the game, but I did it in real life.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah,
yes.
Cool.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm going to hit myself with a sledgehammer after this, because that's what you do in the game. You hit stuff with a sledgehammer.
Right.
It's like kind of, I think they're voxels is what they're called, but like lots of little bricks,
right,
basically, that make up a world. You are going through and smashing it with a hammer, spray painting it, using a bunch of other tools as you go further into the game, driving vehicles around to smash
Hell
them
yeah.
into things.
Yep.
All of it is very destructible because it's made out of these little voxels that are
right.
like, you know, particles that blast apart.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And what I was really surprised by, I thought it'd be like a sort of a sandboxy thing, especially because it's early access.
Right.
So you'd imagine that it would be like, just here's a big construction site, smash it up and have fun.
Sure. Very arcadey sort of.
Right.
Right.
And there is that mode, but there's also like a weirdly way more fun than I thought it would be campaign mode, where you are getting dragged further and further into this like web of crime and like government espionage, because they're looking for someone who will do the dirty jobs.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Because
you got a computer at home, you get an email from someone, I think it's your mum, being like, I don't know how we're going to fucking pay the bills, dude.
Okay.
Listen, friend of mine down the shops, didn't ask any questions, but has a job, okay? I tap my nose.
Yep.
I don't know if you can hear that. Hold on, I'll hit it harder so you can hear it in the microphone.
Well, I think that actually did come through.
Yeah, yeah. He fucking went for it.
I hit it hard enough for it to hurt.
You have been playing Teardown. Smash my face off.
Well, thank God that migraine subsided and now you're free to do things like this.
Yeah. I know I bitched and complained about the screwdriver or the drill noise that I was hearing at home, but it had just occurred to me that I've been playing a game about destroying shit. Very noisy, very aggressive.
Mm.
But that you like go through and are smashing all these things to like get to a computer that is locked away somewhere in a building.
Right.
And you have to try and figure out how to smash through, but your sledgehammer can only smash certain materials.
Oh.
So maybe you need to find something else to blow it up with, or mm-hmm. to drive into it with, or maybe the thing is too high and you need to smash something else over so that it creates a ramp.
Oh. Right.
And you've got a lot of sort of sandboxy kind of options.
Is this first person or?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little Minecrafty, I guess, in the way that you're kind of clicking and destroying, but it's a lot more physics based.
Right.
Where everything is kind of crumbling down and falling apart as you're hitting it. It's very, very satisfying.
Mm.
The campaign thing is a lot more in depth and enjoyable than I expected it to be, and the sandbox thing is quite fun. It's a satisfying game to in the same way that it's like the reverse of House Flipper.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
where
that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, there's like a meditative quality to destruction,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I do so damn much of it on stage.
Oh!
Me, Jimmy the Man comedian.
Yes.
I crawled out of the rubble.
Tonight you'll get on stage. I'm in the temple now. Let's get ready to pray.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
To the Lord, Jimmy the Man comedian.
No, but he's an atheist and he'll tell you about it.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's not much more to the game yet. It's still in early access.
Right.
It's about $30 or something like that. So my expectation, I haven't really looked into what they intend to add, but there's some bugginess to it and things like that so far. There's features that you can imagine they would have been considering and will implement later, that sort of thing. But as it stands right now as an early access thing, it's very fun, very simple, and kind of arcadey, but really enjoyable, I thought, as just an is what it is type of game. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
But it sounds really fun.
I loved Blast Corps on the Nintendo 64.
Right. Yeah.
I've been thinking for ages, like, that style of game, it's weird that there hasn't been some form of, like, spiritual successor kind of thing of, like, objective-based smashing shit down where you can, like, you can go for a high score, you can do all this kind of stuff.
There was, like, a Hulk game on the GameCube that I think was that.
Okay.
And there's been, like, a couple. But, this type of thing, you're right, it screams do this as a concept, and this does this.
Yep.
So those screams have subsided in my head for a while. And I look forward to it having more features and coming along. I don't generally get into early access games.
Me neither.
So I would understand if people want to wait for this to come to fruition fully. But as it stands right now, it is still a pretty fun and decently working, like it's not too buggy or anything, and decently featureful game for the price.
Yeah, cool.
Teardown. Thumbs up from me.
Another game to talk about.
Hell yeah.
I didn't sleep very well.
Let me give you a quick thumbs down before we move on to the next game. So this game got announced a little while ago. I'm not quite sure how to pronounce it. Balan Wonderworld.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderland.
I think it's Wonderland. I thought it was Wonderland.
Maybe I'm thinking of Alice in Wonderland.
I think you might be.
Yeah, it's Wonderworld.
It's Wonderworld.
Well, it shouldn't be.
I agree. I agree completely.
It shouldn't be
Was it Balan Wonderland at some point?
I could have sworn it was. Maybe in certain parts of the world it's different. I don't know. But
this is like a Berenstain Bears situation.
Berenstain Bears?
I thought they were called the Berenstain Birds. They were always, they were Jewish birds.
Yes.
That's what I remember them as.
Well, the Berenstain Bears.
It turns out they're non-denominational bears.
The Berenstain Bears are fucking shit. So in that way, yes, it's very similar. This is a game made by Square Enix and announced a little while ago. Mm. Like, kind of thought, so it's directed by the guy who created Sonic,
Yuji
and I've kind of always liked his sort of his visual style, and it's it being a 3D platformer, which is a genre I like. I thought, this looks kind of interesting enough,
because it was like spiritual Nights into Dreams kind of. They were talking about that. I guess he just also made
It's so there's a demo out now, and it's terrible. The whole concept of you're in this fantasy world and you can transform in different. It's trying to do a bit of Mario Odyssey kind of transform into different stuff in a level, like often like quite rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks bad. It feels sluggish to control. The transforming thing is so clumsily done, and there's no real contextualizing of like why any of this stuff is happening. It's just this idea lifted into and just this very generic, dull kind of platforming put over the top of it. It's really bad stuff.
In my opinion, that is a review that you could level also at pretty much every Sonic and the Knights game.
Right.
So, like, that is disappointing but not surprising at all to hear that this guy has done it again.
Mm. Well, yeah, the thing with the Sonic games, though, is I don't know how much involvement he has with them anymore. Right. So I kind of thought, like, him just designing the characters in this world, it'll be an interesting, cool thing, and I kind of hope that it would be, a fun platformer with a lick of paint on it that was sort of visually appealing to me. But, I mean, maybe he is more... I'm really not sure if he's...
It seems like he produced a bunch of them. But, yeah, who knows? Just the Sonic games were never very good.
Yeah. No.
But it's this one is, yeah, really bad.
Damn.
So, yeah, even for a free demo, I was like, I'm not wasting any more time on this.
That's funny
sucks.
That they even bothered to put it out, because they must know, right? It's always confusing when...
I mean, they put out a bunch of shit Sonic games, so...
But the demo, I mean, specifically.
Oh, sure, right.
Like, why give people a taste when you know that the
it's
meal
gonna turn
is bad?
Them off. Yeah, they're not going to buy it. They'll cancel pre-orders and shit.
Yeah.
Balan
Wonderworld, that definitely was called Wonderland a day ago. All right.
You haven't been able to find any evidence of that online?
No, it's not
there. Wow. Okay.
It was always Wonderworld, which has fucked me up, honestly.
Yeah.
So for that alone, I'm not into this game. But yeah, that's it's a shame that, new platformer is always kind of exciting. I think you and I are very similar in that we love platformers.
Yeah, a good one can be really fun. But this is just like, it's kind of got this interesting sort of opening cinematic where you're like a lost kid and you go into this abandoned theater and there's this kind of like weird sort of, I don't know what he is, kind of like a ringmaster kind of figure who sets up this sort of dream world thing. It's kind of this quite nicely done sort of CGI cutscene. You go, this is kind of cool, sort of an interesting conceit. But then you're just in this weird world and it's like, what's happening here? Am I trapped here and I'm trying to get out? Or
right.
And then it's like the first world is just like a farm and it's like, why? Like, why is any of this stuff here? Like, there's not that, 3D platformers have to have like...
This should be an ice level.
It sounds like it sounds like Commander Keen, but with a less clear implementation of that concept.
Right. I mean, obviously you don't need heaps in a 3D platformer. That's not why you're there. But a little something's nice, just a little kind of dangling fruit of like, here's the objective, here's what, I'm trapped here and I'm trying to get out.
Yeah.
That's all it has to be. Yeah. Or I'm going to rescue this person. That's all it has to be. Mm. But this is like completely, content. And like, the thing of you're in a little quite gated area and you get a little token that turns you into a dragon and now you can breathe fire and, burn that wall down. And then you walk through that and then you get another little token that just turns you into a different... It's like,
right.
Well, there's right. There's no problem solving here. There's no like fun...
And there's no panache to it sounds
yeah.
like. It's just like, okay, here's a thing, transform into the thing.
It's literally just you're the dragon, now you can burn that wall down and then you move on to something else. It's like, well, why even have the wall there? Like, it's literally just right in front of it.
Because
you morph and...
If the wall wasn't there, what would the dragon do, Tommy?
Oh, fuck!
Yeah.
Honestly, it's embarrassing
to
talk about video games.
It's a real dragon in the wall situation. Yeah.
If you don't know game design, don't talk about it.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry. But bad game.
Wow. So we had a thumbs up, we got a thumbs down.
For a demo, no less.
Yeah.
Going off on a demo. No financial investment whatsoever from me. The stakes could not be lower.
I think we're going to round this episode off with a thumbs up.
Well, I also want to talk about that Xbox headset for real. I don't want to do it in 3 weeks.
Well, maybe we'll round this episode off with 2 thumbs up.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
You'd certainly hope so.
It's an interesting conundrum.
Yes.
Will a headphones pair be good?
If you thought trashing a demo was brave, this guy's about to go off on a headset.
Yes.
Anyway, no. Do you want me to go first?
I reckon do the headphones first.
Yeah,
all
totally.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. But it's a 1 hour review.
People will be like frustrated. They'll be like, where are the headphones review? I can't wait.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Nice.
They're $150. They're completely wireless. There's no 3.5mm thing. Mm-hmm. So you can't plug them
even
in.
If you want.
Nah, no headphone jack. There's a USB-C plug. But and I think you can plug that into a PC.
Okay.
But they are specifically, and they do work with Bluetooth.
Right.
For other stuff too. But They are designed for use with an Xbox or a gaming PC with one of those little wireless adapter things, which are like $20-$30 that you would have to buy separately if you have a PC.
Right.
Yep.
And wanted to connect it with good latency rather than the Bluetooth thing, which will be laggy.
Yeah. Which I've been noticing lately. Yeah. I bought a Bluetooth dongle thing because I had to take my Bluetooth card out to fit my 3060 graphics on my motherboard.
Damn, that's a boss ass move from that video card.
It's huge. Yeah.
I'm so big that everyone else needs to get the fuck out of my way.
Yeah. You have to pick something that you want to go without in order to use me.
It was like the PS5 as well.
Yeah.
Be like, I guess my entire furniture I will change.
I don't need
please
a couch.
Daddy, come on in.
But yes, I've noticed the Bluetooth lag with my Sony headphones.
It's like unusable for me with game. Games, but the so do you have like the just regular Bluetooth Sony headphones?
Yeah, whatever they are, the 7010, like the, you know, $200 ones,
XM whatever's or something. So a good solution you can do if you've got, you don't necessarily need to buy this headset. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's,
hang on, back up.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's dropping this in the middle of the review.
But I love
so
headphones.
So you know that, right?
I wear headphones.
You know that.
No, okay, one doesn't. Me, I have whatever sort of compulsion where I need to buy them.
Yeah.
I don't. I guess it's called consumerism. I'm not across it. I'm not on Twitter anymore. But they are nice and they sync really easily with your Xbox and with the PC thing. They've got a little retractable or like kind of foldable microphone that you can turn on and off. And so there'll be a little white light there when it's live.
Little mic arm.
Yeah. Mm. And then the left and the right ear cups are wheels that you turn the entire thing, and it the left one adjusts the balance between chat volume and gameplay volume.
Ooh. Okay.
And the right one adjusts the overall volume.
Okay.
Fuck, that's
don't mind
cool.
that at all.
It feels nice as hell to spin those things around.
Yeah.
And like the sound quality is pretty good. They sound like decent, that sort of price headphones. Very good for that price of headphones.
Because
you can get to paying $350, $400. You can pay a fucking $1 million for headphones if you're wrong about the price.
You give a very hefty tip when you buy them.
If you accidentally type in a number wrong somewhere and you're like, oh no, I'm ruined.
Your eBay bid is $1 million.
What website is that? So what would you like to pay for this at JBI?
Crazy. If you bought like, what are those fucking JPEGs called?
An NFT?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you bought one of them.
Or if you were like, putting in an eBay bid and your cat like stands on the zero key and then on the buy now key, you're fucked.
Got one of those rich cats.
Yeah.
One of those real rich taste
real
cats.
Real fat cats.
Yeah,
real
always corporate fancy cat. Feast.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the sound quality is very good. There's no lag when you're using the proprietary Xbox stuff, which is also the case if you have an Xbox controller, which you should for a PC anyway, because it's probably the best one in terms of compatibility for them, and one of those wireless USB dongles. You plug your 3.5mm thing into the bottom of those headphones while you're playing a game, maybe from the couch that your PC is also connected to.
Right.
And there ain't no lag, baby.
Wow.
It's all proprietary. Same as with the Sony headphones, which are also good, the PS5 ones, those whatever they're called. The
Dual.
Some bullshit.
Audio.
It can't be that.
Dual head.
Yeah, I think it's something
Roadhead.
Sense. Headphones.
PS. Yeah, you might be right. PS5
like
headphones.
Ear sense. Something like that.
Sound Pulse 3D.
Oh
yeah, we were
God.
Way off. Pulse 3D.
some of these people coming up with names should be arrested, honestly. Yeah.
But because they've got their own USB thing that goes in, like that stuff works really well.
Yeah,
proprietary ways of doing it. So if you are in the market for headphones and you use them all the time like I do, and I never really have the sound on for real, I'd like to use headphones.
Yep.
I love these things. I am annoyed about if you put them on, you can't then adjust the arms, like the extendy arm things.
Oh, right.
You got to do it before you put them on.
I thought you were going to say something completely unfair about the headphones. Like, I am annoyed that when you put them on, you can't then wear a hat because they're on your head and then you can't put other stuff over the top of that. That's really annoying.
I've been thinking of making beanies my thing and they look real chunky and weird if you stretch them over the top of these headphones. But yeah, it's just a strange design choice where I guess for people with smaller heads than me, some headphones can slip back up.
And
it's designed to not let that happen because once it's extended, they stay at where you've set them.
Sure.
But I'm always at full extension with every headphone that I put on. So old big head cunt over here. thumbs down for that aspect.
Right.
But yeah,
everything else a big old thumb up.
Yeah, they're great. If you've got an Xbox or a PC that you use all the time, there's a real good pair of headphones.
Yeah, great.
And they're wireless and they work well.
Oh yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. And they hold 15 hours of charge, which
seems
like it should be enough, but I bet I'll get them to run out at some point.
Oh, yes.
In a one go.
Yeah. I have a pair of Turtle Beach headphones.
Okay.
And they're not wireless.
Yeah.
And they're sick when I plug it into my PlayStation controller.
Yep.
But they only do, I think, maybe the microphone when the power is on.
Right.
And the power runs out all the fucking time.
Yeah.
It's really, really annoying.
So you can plug the USB-C charger into these headphones while you're wearing them if you
right.
want.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have, the way my house is set up now, I could do that, but I refuse.
My,
I'm not going to let them get me.
Yeah.
I know? Think my USB cables are too short.
You got to get a long one, buddy.
Yeah, I actually have
That's
one long one.
Well,
I got a capture card one.
You know how you use it? Plug it into your headphones.
What about my
charge them forever.
Card.
You can play for 40 hours if you want.
Oh.
Well, I don't want to. I want to run out of batteries before my peripherals do.
There's a game that I've been playing lately that I probably will play for 40 hours at least.
Yeah.
Because I looked up how long to beat, and it's about 48 hours.
Could I use my good Xbox headphones on this game? Actually, yes, you can.
It
is on the Xbox.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
It's been on the Xbox for longer, I believe.
Yeah.
True.
If anything, it's the place to play it.
Yeah.
Anyway, those Xbox headphones just are super good.
What are they called officially? Like, what's
they're just called Xbox headset, I think. It's like the only official
ones. Now that's
ones
more like
made.
It.
There you go. Yeah. No
Pulse
fucking
3D.
Pulse 3D.
Get fucked.
That sounds
like a brand of condom.
I was going to say, it sounds like a brand of vibrator.
Successful album. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Well, that 3D pulse really gets to all the.
All the crevices of my puss.
Yeah.
Yeah. I assume that's what you were going to say. If you
Yeah.
Coughed.
Exactly right. Yes. So you know what gets to all the crevices of my puss?
Uh-huh.
Yakuza Like a Dragon.
Oh, absolutely.
It is giving me a lot of pleasure. A
lot of collections going on down there, if you know what I'm saying.
Ooh,
is collections a sex thing?
Oh, I mean, it's definitely a Yakuza thing.
Okay.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
So
I'll accept that.
Thank you.
I've got a dildo shaped like a dragon.
Okay.
Cool.
I haven't played this game, though.
Yeah,
what's
it
called?
I actually, weirdly enough, I'm at the point in the game where you can go to a sex shop and buy a giant dildo to use as a weapon.
Right.
And I had to because it's got better stats than my actual weapon, so I'm using a dildo. But this past week, the PS5 version of Yakuza Like a Dragon came out.
Yeah, I think a couple weeks ago now, maybe.
Right. But yeah, the PS4 version's been out for months, as has the other version.
I think the Xbox Series X version was...
That had the upgrades from day one.
Yeah,
right.
Yep.
And that came out late last year.
I believe it's been 6 months, as people assume the contract that Microsoft paid for lasted for.
Sure.
I think that's what the case is in this situation.
So started playing this game on PS4 when it came out and really enjoyed it, but had a bunch of other stuff to play. It was, you know, like Cyberpunk, there was a bunch of stuff towards the end of the year, and it just sort of dropped away. And yeah, it was using the PS5 release as sort of a motivation to get back in.
Yep.
Have not been playing the PS5 version because I can't tell the difference. I specifically installed it and opened it and had to start a new game because your save does not carry across.
Really?
What?
Yes.
Wow.
Your save carries across from, like, say... So I played it on literally my PS4.
Yeah.
And then installed it on the PS5, moved the save game over, cloud ship, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
All of that's fine, but you can't transfer that to the PS5 version.
That's really weird because when I downloaded it, it's listed as PS4 and PS5 version. It's
right.
Not like a, you know, some things have like a different version in the online store.
Yes.
I could only download like one version of it and then it just assumes what console you're on.
No, you would have downloaded
the PS4
one or the other
version,
or both.
Probably, I bet.
Yeah, yeah.
If it doesn't say PS4, you probably have the PS5 one.
Yeah.
When it's telling me, like, you know, that most games have a thing where it's like, When you see this icon, it'll say like, you gotta go don't turn off the PlayStation 5 if you see this.
Okay, well then you have the PlayStation 5 version. Yeah.
The way it does it is fucked normally, because there's a number of games that have had both versions, and you like, it's quite hard to tell which version you've got installed.
So like if I had the PS4 version installed, and I downloaded the PS5 version, I was like, okay, well I guess I have the PS5 version now, so that'll launch. No. You have to like open one version and then go to the little menu to the side next to play.
The three dots.
Yeah, and then there's a little drop down, and then it says, it doesn't even say switch to PS5 version. It just says PS5, yeah, because I like a version.
Yeah.
So I'm doing a cover of a Japanese song.
Yeah.
It just says, yeah, and then you hit it and then the screen reloads and obviously it's the same splash screen. Like it all looks exactly the same. But now when you go to the little menu, it'll say PS4. So like that's the only indication of what version you're playing.
And it won't let you bring your save over?
No. I just Googled that as well to make sure. And it doesn't have cross saves between the two versions, which is fucking insane.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Because I got about 4-ish hours in and was intending on just transferring it over and continuing it.
And a reasonable assumption that you could do that.
That's why I downloaded a fucking 45 gig
file. Yeah, to give you the upgrade for free, but not let you carry over. That is insane.
Very weird.
So frustrating too, because most of the beginning few hours of this game, as I imagine is the case with all the Yakuza games, it certainly was the case with the one other one of them that I've played. Mm. The first few hours is largely cutscenes.
Yes.
And it's all good. It's good stuff. It's great stuff. But it is a lot of just basically you watching a movie. Yeah. So, yeah, that's very frustrating.
Skippable, which is good. Sure. And I had, like, I didn't save or something. I had to redo a whole section. Or maybe I decided to because I had lost a bunch of money and was like, no, I'm just going to redo this. And had to skip a lot of cutscenes just for, like, one normal main mission.
Yep.
But you can skip them, which is good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Point being, figure out which one you want to own and play.
Start that one. Yeah.
Like I said, I tried the PS5 version. Apparently, it's just loading times are faster and stuff like that. Like, it's optimized for
loading times are incredibly quick, to the point where it's kind of almost a little bit annoying, because it's got that thing where, you know, the loading screen will give you a little plot recap or perhaps a little, you know, hint in-game.
Mm.
And it flashes up for maybe 1 second, which is like great for the purposes of, you know, your immersion in the experience. But when it's got stuff that, you know, some games will have it up and then it'll have a little thing like, oh, it's loaded now, it's ready, press X.
Yeah.
Like, it kind of keeps bringing up this stuff and it's kind of driving me insane, because I'm like, what the fuck does that say?
Yeah.
But it gives you an option in the menu to have a graphics mode that is normal or high resolution. And I turned the high resolution on, and it something about it, like it's I kind of found this with Spider-Man too, like jumping back and forth between them, when you get used to the very smooth frames per second as the default, dropping it back, sacrificing that for the clearer image, it's really hard to get used to.
Right.
And I kind of always just end up feeling like this just feels nicer to play at a smoother frames per second than just like bits of graphical fidelity that I might stop and, you know, look in a puddle and be impressed by that.
Yeah.
I kind of would rather, especially the bits that you're playing, you're kind of walking through the streets.
Yeah.
You sort of want that to feel smoother, and it just seems a lot more impressive and fun
and that's,
when it's running at 60.
That is all it is, that I'm just I'm checking the feeds, making sure we've got the correct info. Is what it says, which is unintelligible. No, I've jacked in, and it's either 60 frames per second or 4K at 30.
Right,
those are the upgrades, and that's it. There's not, like, you know, the
textures are so, like, it's nothing.
The controller isn't getting used.
Yes.
No.
There's no, like, it's ray tracing at it or whatever.
It's kind of hard to tell, honestly. Like, I turned it on for a bit, and you don't really notice it all that much dropping it. Like, you do notice the frame rate, or I found myself noticing the frame rate a lot, that it wasn't really worth the sacrifice, because at the end of the day, it is something that was developed predominantly for the PS4.
Yes.
So it might have a little bit of a boost to it, but nothing that really seemed worth sacrificing that fluidity for
and,
me anyway.
Yeah. And the PS4 version looks great.
Yes.
Like I'm continuing to play that. I've sunk a lot of hours into it over the past sort of couple of days. It's fucking good. And yeah, the PS4 version looks fantastic. It's
cool.
And it runs well as well. It's a very dynamic, packed with people city.
Yeah.
There's a lot of detail. There's a lot of shops you can go into. There's a lot of stuff going on all the time. There's, you know, music playing and like it's and it runs perfectly. I haven't noticed a single frame rate issue with the PS4 version.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So whatever version you get, going to be good.
Yes.
But what about the game? What do you do?
Yeah, so what do you like?
I was thinking while I was playing it, because you pointed out recently, Ben, that it's funny that this series and Persona did like a bit of a swapperoo.
Yes.
Where these games have always been action games. They've been real-time combat, kind of arcadey style combos and whatnot. And yeah, this takes that all away and makes it all turn-based. So it's basically, yeah, all of the kind of trimmings are exactly the same from Yakuza 0, which is the only other one in the series I've played. But again, I assume that they're all like that.
Yeah.
Those sound effects are the same, layout.
Semi-open world crime game.
Yeah, massive convoluted stories, very sort of like if you've seen like Hong Kong, you know, cop crime action films like that. It's a lot of double-crossing,
yeah.
A lot of big sort of operatic plots. And then, yeah, sandbox worlds with beat-em-up combat.
Cool. Yep. With like a sense of humor running through. Hey?
Absolutely, yeah. Cool. Yes.
And
yeah.
Also a ton of side stuff to do, like mini games. And that's kind of, I think that's like the other big touchstone of the series, right? Like in some cases, like what, hundreds of little like darts and RC cars and just
karaoke,
all this sort of stuff. Like,
and,
littered across the city for you to kill time with.
Yes.
In between doing the missions and stuff. And yeah, as with the Zero, just plot immediately gripping and just fantastically written, really really absorbing stuff. Takes a very long time to get going. Mm-hmm. Like the entire first chapter is this just really drawn out setting the scene kind of as it's doing tutorial stuff in it, but certainly in the very beginning you can go easily an hour at a time without pressing a button.
Right.
It's basically just watching a movie.
Yes.
But all that stuff is so fantastically done that it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I really like the acting of... Oh, I'm listening to it in Japanese with subtitles. Yeah. The voice acting, or at least, the performance of the lead character, Kasuga, is great. It's really fun. Because I know like the previous Yakuza games have mostly centered around the same one or two characters.
Yep.
So this is like a brand new one. The story is fantastic, and it uses these classic tropes of gangster films and crime films and dramas to tell, like you said, Nox, like this sort of cheeky, like funny, but really overblown version of those stories.
Yeah.
And it's so entertaining and really cinematic. I think in chapter 4 now. I would say the first 3 are like a prologue, basically.
I'm 3 hours in, and it's again, I don't mind because it's all really great stuff. But yeah, it fucking takes a long time. It's still barely getting going
in terms
of like the story and me being let loose.
If you're doing the side stuff, what I've seen is this is like an 80-hour long game.
At least. I think if you do everything, it's like over 100 hours.
Right. So this is a lot like Persona.
Yes.
Like you said.
In many ways. So
right.
in that sort of, really, really long but well-paced story, but also like mechanically, it's like you have, you know, your charm skill and your kindness, and you're like, you have these skills that you slowly build up by doing stuff.
Mm.
You have characters that you increase your bond with, which makes them perform better in combat, and you can do like tag team combo moves and shit like that.
And this is just like turn-based JRPG type combat.
Really classic. Yes. Doesn't really throw... I mean, that so far where I'm at, it's differs from Persona in that Persona has kind of a few more twists on the sort of turn-based battle system. This is pretty straight down the line. A special attack that's going to use up MP.
Yep.
You've got just your standard attack, guard, use items. But it also, it's got such a like a dynamic presentation in those scenes. Like it's still camera-wise and sort of cutaways in this very like this just feels great to land a good blow on someone. Like it's all animated so well, and
you can actually
not just static. Like it kind of cut the camera cuts around, and
you can use stuff in the scene as well. Like you can, if you happen to be positioning your character where there's a chair between you and an enemy, you will pick up the chair and smash the enemy with it, and it'll do extra damage. So it's actually a dynamic turn-based sort of arena that it's got. There's other stuff to the combat that comes in a little bit later. You can like bring in people to help and sort of like summons in other JRPGs.
Yep.
There's more to it than I think Persona even. I guess there isn't the elemental stuff, but there is like the classic like stun, silence, you know, rage. A lot of, again, like very Final Fantasy sort of JRPG mechanics.
Yeah. One thing I really like, and this happens early enough that I don't think it's a spoiler in any way, but it is an interesting thing where, you know, this game traditionally has always been, real-time combat, and then they've made this big shift into it being turn-based. Mm. And the main character talks very early on about how he grew up loving the Dragon Quest series.
Yes.
And that when he fights, he's like, I just picture myself like I'm in that video game, which I thought was like a really cool way of explaining this and just like contextualizing like why this game feels different to all the other ones when it's in the same world. It's like, oh, this is all in his head. This is his interpretation of it.
Yeah. And I think like that gets referenced a little more heavily the further in you go.
Right.
Not in any sort of like massive like transformative way, but he just, you know, it gets referenced more and more. There's also references to like Pokemon that I've seen, like very overt references and things that you do, and it's all like really funny. Like I genuinely think it's well written stuff. Like it has a very knowing sense of humor.
Yakuza Like a Dragon pulls off a feat that few video games can, in that it's actually funny.
It frequently had me laughing out loud.
But yeah, the style, the character design in these games is always great. There's always like great care given to like the costumes of the characters. Yep. I find really impressive. Like people look, just the way people are dressed is like so kind of, over the top and interesting, especially for an organization that are all, you know, basically in suits, right?
Yes,
but they still find ways to like make people look so dynamic and kind of like stick out, and sort of like immediately when they're introduced, you get like such an idea of just what they're about from just like what they're wearing and how they look and everything.
It's very cartoony in that way where it's like we've included these very specific details to give you a really broad and explanatory picture of who this person is, just with like one jacket that he's wearing or something like that, you know, like it, and it has a cartoony vibe to it in general, which is odd because it's like also a very detailed, realistic representation of like Tokyo and then Osaka and Yokohama. Like it manages to be really over the top and crazy as well as very realistic.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
It just manages to be entertaining all the time, it feels like.
I definitely want to get around to playing this as well, because those other Yakuza games, I tried a couple, really liked them. Ended up putting them down because I didn't really enjoy the combat.
Yeah, right.
The brawling stuff just wasn't for me. I don't think it really felt good in those games.
Yes.
And I couldn't get a handle on it maybe, but this sounds awesome.
That's why I also have never finished any of them, and I also didn't finish Judgment, which is a really fantastic detective game with a similarly great story, but it's a beat-em-up game, and I feel like I was suffering through or sacrificing my enjoyment of the combat for like really good stories, but that only gets you like 20 hours. I'm fucking loving this. It's so fun, and I'm just buckling in for like a good 2-3 hour session every night now. It's really really fun
playing it in your car.
Well, the misso won't let me play it on the bloody TV.
Yeah, let's bail on this Bendigo Gigadum. Let's both fire
I'm gonna play it in the car on the way up.
Fuck
yeah, you drive.
Well, check it out. It's really great. We'd recommend it to anyone if you've got an interest in RPGs in any way. I wonder if maybe it's the fact that it's kind of this combo of two things is going to mean that it gets kind of a bit lost for some people.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't, because it just like when you boil it down, it's a really good JRPG with a really good story, and I hope that people aren't put off by it being the seventh in a franchise and you know all of that stuff. Just, if you like that kind of game mechanically, give this one a crack, because it's really fun.
It also would be a good one to, I think it would be a good one to have on with a partner who doesn't play games, but you know, occasionally enjoys watching you play more cinematic stuff. Because yeah, the first like hour and a half to 2 hours, well, even 3 hours where I'm at, is just basically a movie with you doing odd little bits of tutorial-y kind of stuff. But you can just really settle in if you start it from the start with a partner that just likes cinematic kind of stuff.
Yeah,
I can see that being really good.
More so than the other Yakuza games too, because the turn-based combat is a little more like... The beat-em-up stuff is very arcadey and very just button-mashy. Whereas the turn-based stuff, you can like have a conversation with your partner if they're watching you, or you can pitch in. Like
I'll do them in a minute. Well, no, they have to soak. So I'm not going to do them yet. They have to soak. Yes, the children have to soak.
But you can collaborate on even the combat, and then right after you finish a battle, you're probably going into a fun cutscene.
That's
a really good call.
Yeah. Cool. So check it out. Guys, we're going to wrap it up for another week on Filthy Casuals.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks to Manscaped for supporting the episode.
Yes.
Like we said, support the people that support us. Manscaped.com. Filthy is the code.
Yep. 20% off, free delivery. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Filthycasuals.com.au for the links to our socials. We've got the Patreon, where we give you a bonus episode every week. We've got the Let's Plays that are up on YouTube at the moment. We're currently going through Heavy Rain.
If you want to binge one, there's Until Dawn and also A Way Out. The whole Let's Play is up there if you're one of those people who is like, I need to know that I can watch it all.
Exactly.
You can watch them all.
Check all that out. Come see our shows at the Comedy Festival. And we'll see you next time, as we say here at the end of every episode of Filthy Casuals.
My name's Jimmy the Man Comedian, and you can fucking suck my dick, everyone. Goodbye. That's what I say at the end of every show. I'm a cunt.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.